We are talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Cattle on feed report out just ahead of the Memorial Day holiday. And Darrell, let's talk about the numbers. What did you see, first of all, as you look at all these numbers?
You know, the USDA May cattle on feed report placements in the month of April at 108.7% of last year. Marketings were 106.9% of last year. And we have an on-feed total for May 1 of 102.2. Those numbers were pretty close to expectations. Actually, the average trade guess for placements was bigger than that. It was guessed to be about 113%. So this is within the range. There were several analysts that were close to this 109 range for placements year over year. But, you know, it's on the friendly side of that range. So that's probably the best news in this. Marketings were very close to as expected. And the on-feed total was pretty close to expected as well. There was one more business day in April this year compared to last year, so that accounts for some of the increase in both placements and marketings, but both of them were fairly strong numbers.
As far as those placement numbers, first of all, I might dive into them a little bit more. You know, why were we looking at such, you know, substantially bigger placements this April compared to a year ago?
Well, I think the timing here, it's kind of a month-to-month thing. As you know, we've had tremendous weather disruptions this year. We're still having weather disruptions now. We've gotten past winter weather. We've still got lots of rain and mud and flooding and other things now. But I think part of this is just kind of smoothing out what's happened over the last two or three months in that respect. You know, we probably did carry some more cattle this last winter through on backgrounding programs. Obviously, we saw some more cattle on wheat in the southern plains, and those cattle are beginning to come in. There's still some cattle out on graze out, but some of those started to come in April. So I think it's a combination of all of those things.
On the marketings, I guess maybe the one thing that you can probably take away from this is that we are continuing to keep these feedlots, as far as the pens are concerned, fairly current.
We really are. You know, again, the expectation was actually the average was 102.8. It came in at 102.2 on the on-feed total, a little bit smaller than expected. That's not by itself a major market factor, but it does highlight, as you say, the fact that even though we've seen a little bit bigger placements here, we're still staying current in these markets. We're still seeing the effects, of course, of that pipeline of feeder cattle from the herd expansions of the last several years is still full and will continue to be full for quite a few more months. So we're working our way through those cattle pretty well.
I guess what, as you look at these on-feed numbers, that does basically confirm to us that we are growing the beef herd.
That's right. We're seeing the effects of that herd growth, and even though, you know, we'll find out next year what happened this year, but we think herd growth is probably plateauing here in 2019. But that said, we still have, a little bit bigger calf crop in 2018. We may have a fractionally bigger calf crop yet in 2019. That means those flows of feeder cattle are going to continue on, through 2020 and probably a little bit beyond that. You know, the other thing I would mention real quick here is that the placements, if you look at it by weight category in this most recent report, again, the overall was up about 9%, 108.6%. 108.7. But if you look at it by weight category, almost every weight category was up pretty close to that average. So it wasn't like these placements were really focused on a particular weight group. From 600 or under 600 pounds all the way up to 900 and plus, 900 and up, every category was up more or less consistently. And so, again, it's across the board. There's no real bunching goes on with this. I don't think we have any sort of a setup here for kind of a timing issue for these cattle. We're just going to have to continue to move these cattle through the system like we have been.
So with more cattle on feed than a year ago, obviously one of the concerns of these guys that own the cattle in the feed yards will be exactly what their cost of gain and cost of production will be. Continues to be a big unknown when it comes to this 2019 feed grain crop, especially corn.
Well, that's right. We got to keep an eye on that. Obviously, weather conditions may change that situation, although I would say we've got pretty big grain stocks to work on. So probably wouldn't be an immediate impact, but it still could turn into that. We're running historically late on corn planting, and so that's going to get to be a bigger and bigger weather issue as we go forward. The other part of it is just the direct management costs that go along with this weather that feedlots themselves are facing. So with these cattle in wet, sloppy conditions, their gains are off. Their feed efficiency is horrible right now. They're having increased, illness and death loss associated with that. So profitability obviously is being impacted at that level as well because of those increases in cost of production.
I guess what we thought we were kind of past some of that after the winter season, and we just kind of continue on throughout feedlot country.
We really do. Again, you know, it's winter weather. It's it's warm here in Oklahoma. I just came back from Denver, Colorado, and it snowed about 5 inches there Tuesday morning. So we've seen all kinds of weather that does continue to create lots of management headaches for folks in the cattle industry.
Thanks, Daryl. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist with Oklahoma State University, talking with us about this latest cattle on feed report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.